This is a dictation for Mr. Daryl Jamar, D like Detroit, A-R-R-E-L-L-J-A-M-A-R. The patient reports of an accident that happened on 2/5/2025. Daryl Jamar, J-A-M-A-R. Date of birth 11/17/1951. Date of service is 7/9/2025. Chief complaints. Patient is having pain in the lower back to the tune of 8 with radiation to the left lateral part of the leg up to the knee. He further reported that he was involved in a hit-and-run accident on 2/5/2025 when he was locked up for 90 days at Wayne County after the accident. At the time of accident, he was drunk and had unpaid ticket. The history of automobile accident that is reported by the patient is as follows. Patient was a driver late night. On 2/5/2025, no one else was in the car. He was driving a Dodge Caravan at 45 miles an hour. And he do not remember the accident location and how the accident happened, but he was going through the red light. He was going through the intersection when the other driver ran a red light and hit him in a T-bone on the driver's side. Approximate speed of the car is unknown. For the other car, he didn't know what the other car was. The damage was to the driver door on his in his car, and car is not total. He says the window glass was broken on the driver's side, and there was no damage to the inside. It was a hit and run accident. There was no loss of consciousness. Airbag did not deploy. He was wearing a seat belt. The ambulance didn't come to the scene, but police department came to the scene. Patient reports of headaches. No headaches are reported. Patient reports symptom of TBI as ringing in the ear and the right ear. Blurred vision, spots in the vision. He denies any other symptoms. He denies any seizures, loss of consciousness, dizziness, vertigo. No loss of memory, forgetfulness. No nausea, vomiting. Only spots in the vision and the blurred vision. No problem with the taste, no problem with the smell, no problem with the TMJ. Further, patient has reported that he has no sleep disturbance, no subtle anesthesia, no incontinence of the urine bowel. Moderate anxiety, depression, panic is reported. Tingling and numbness is reported on the left upper leg, lateral part. He reports that he fell down on the left leg one time and because the leg gave up and it is feeling weak. Also, his walk is painful. Sitting and standing is less than 10 minutes. Sleep is okay. Mood is okay. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from pain only in the lower back to the tune of 8 and shooting down to the left lateral part of the leg up to the knee. These pains are described as feeling like heavy. They're constant, and they are 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient is, ADLs are affected 9. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending, standing, walking, and improved by medications. Patient reports that he has had some x-rays and CT scan, but he has not been to any emergency room at all. He reports the few visits to physical therapy he has done and no medications have been provided. Kindly review the records for system review, for surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, disability, the legal history, as well as the personal history. physical examination. 75-year-old African-American male of a average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. There is no sinuses, jaundice, or colonicia. And there is no no anxiety or severe pain. Faces. Patient is well-built, well-nourished. Hydration is good. And good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well, mobile, independent, without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam come from the template, including normal neurological examination, normal musculature examination, and normal musculoskeletal examination. All of it is normal, no muscle spasm, parietal muscle spasm, and range of motion of the cervical spine, lumbar spine is completely normal. Maneuvers to identify, reproduce the pain are all negative. Except for in the lumbar spine, there is a straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. And CLR is positive. Camp test was positive. Babinski sign is negative. Breger test is negative. SI joints are found non-tender. And Faber test, Gonsalant tests are negative. Iliac compression, distraction tests, tendon flexion tests are all negative. Extremities examination is all completely unremarkable. No findings of upper and lower extremities at all. Hip joint, knee joints are all normal. Please review the record for diagnosis. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan. The patient is advised to continue his physical therapy. Medications are ordered. Tylenol codeine number 4, one tablet every 12 hours for 7 days. An MRI for lumbar spine was ordered to identify the damage. Patient didn't want to Tylenol codeine. He think he requires a more stronger narcotic like Norco. And patient left his prescription with us without picking it up. It appears that he is seeking drugs instead of pain relief and treatment plans. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, medical records, none are available. Interventional pain fixes, none are being ordered. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, attended care, caseworker, all none. Investigations, lumbar spine MRI was ordered without contrast. DMEs. No DMEs are provided. Patient already has a cane and a walker. Education is yes. Disability, yes. Follow-up visit in 7 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.